So yesterday, Ewan went over the potato, and we use it as a food source. So it is an ecosystem service that we reap from that. It's so the starch that is in that potato gets broken down into our bodies into glucose, sugar, right? And so we consume sugar when we go about our daily activities. And then in the process of consuming that sugar, we also consume oxygen. So today is all about oxygen. So the first question is oxygen an ecosystem service to us, to humans?
Yep.
Okay. all right, that's simple, done. So then the questions that we have is in the atmosphere, we know the oxygen is there as a little molecule. It's quite a bit more intangible than the potato when we can hold it, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no difference in terms of in our bodies. The glucose touches every one of our cells just like the oxygen does as well.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And so when you're running, you'll notice it, right? So where does oxygen come from? What are the sources of oxygen? Because we've got this big reservoir in the atmosphere. So what are the sources on this planet? And what are the sinks? Where does oxygen also reside? So in addition to the atmosphere, because we know that it's in the atmosphere. So we also observe that oxygen is very important to us. And you notice that Ewan felt altitude sickness because he came up to altitude faster than his body was able to adjust. And so he was throwing up. and as you know, mountain climbers, if they go really high in a mountain, they enter into the death zone where the oxygen level is so low that a human being cannot survive. Other areas where oxygen, examples of oxygen where we use it, we purchase air in compressed cylinders when we scuba dive. Who scuba dives? Anyone? No? Snorkeled though. Anyone?
Yeah.
Snorkeled. Okay. Another example is, has anyone known a relative or a friend or that has had a respiratory disease and they've had to have oxygen? Yes. And so that little canister that they were carrying around beside them was liquid oxygen. And so as it boiled off, they were getting a higher concentration of oxygen than is in our atmosphere, which is 21%. And that's because their lungs weren't as efficient at exchanging those gases. And then where I'm going with this is, how do we value oxygen? And so another example that I'd like to use is when astronauts have gone into space. There's a lot of money that was invested in the storage of that oxygen as it went off in that rocket. And there's a reason for that, right? So how do we value oxygen? And as you're running today, I'd like you to think about that. Are you paying for that oxygen that you're consuming? So how do we value it as an ecosystem service? And then lastly, as was the theme yesterday too, is are there activities, human activities, that are adjusting the production as well as the sinks of oxygen? Because if there's changes in the rates that it's going into the atmosphere versus coming out of the atmosphere, that changes what's in the atmosphere, the total volume. So a couple of questions there just to reiterate. So is oxygen an ecosystem service? Where is it coming from? What are the sources? What are the sinks? How do we value it? And have fun today.
Awesome. Thanks, George.
So we'll have a little demo tonight, and we'll discuss some of these points in quite a bit more detail. So have a great day, folks.
One last thing that Jose was mentioning, you don't have to record this.